Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Redeemer, and welcome to those of you who are online. We're glad you're here with us as well. For those of you who are online, I will remind you, Holy Communion will be part of our worship later. We invite you to get your elements ready there in your homes to take communion with us. A couple of reminders. This Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have our Advent Vespers. That's online only, but we do encourage you to tune in and watch us as we worship with Holden Evening Prayer. You can sing there in your home, and you'll enjoy that as well. That's, again, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Also, I don't know if you have noticed, but our new camera system is finally installed. You can see a camera here, here, and here. And they're on the walls. Hopefully, after a couple weeks, you'll never even notice them. You might not even have noticed them yet today. So anyway, they're up. There is this, however. They're in, but we don't know how to use them yet. We're still working on that part. But we thank Todd Anderson, Brian Crooks, and Joe Leonardi, who were here for hours yesterday, getting those installed. And we thank you all very much. Also, I'll remind you, if you didn't see the email, that Jenny Lobault died yesterday, and please remember to keep her family in your thoughts and prayers as well. And now it's time for me to call on Vicar Amanda.
You say that kind of like The Price is Right.
Well, come on down.
So, exciting things. This last week, the youth packed up the bags that all of you and our folks online were so generous with for our Williamsburg kiddos. They are getting passed out today, and Pastor Gary reminded us at the first service that it's St. Nicholas Day, the day that we celebrate the person that Santa Claus is made after.
Right.
And so what a wonderful day to bring some Christmas cheer to the families down in Williamsburg County. And I heard that not all the boxes would fit in Nan's car. It took another car to go down with Nan to get everything down there. So, wow, that is so great. And thank you for your generosity and all those that helped pack that day. Don't forget, we still have the Giving Tree going on. I think there might be one or two things left online to sign up for. But those gifts, if you can have those back to the church by the 13th, that would be great. If you need help wrapping them, I have some kiddos that'll help wrap. And also, we are collecting monetary donations for gift certificates because we generally give the family a gift certificate to Walmart to fill in those needs that we might not have thought of for Christmas. So we have those exciting, wonderful things going on. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your generosity. Pastor Gary and I came up with an idea this morning, and actually we saw it at another church. So
we're stealing an idea.
We're borrowing. We're sharing. Stealing. We are not stealing. So here's what I'd like for you to do. So last year we tried to do a campfire and carols. I don't know about you, but I was so excited to have s'mores and to sing carols outside and the campfire. It was gonna be great. It rained. Boo. So this year there's COVID and we can't have a campfire and carols, but we can do one virtually. So here's what I'm asking your household to do. Do this with your household because this requires singing, and we're not allowed to sing much in big groups. So if your household would be willing to sing one verse of your favorite Christmas carol and record it on your phone or something else and send it to me, we would love to have caroling and campfire and carols virtually. So even if you are, I'll even sing, let's put it this way, and I've told Jim that I won't sing in the choir, but I'll even sing to do this. So it make a joyful noise, it's cool. We would love to do that. So grab your family, talk those teenagers into singing carols with you, and send in a recording. Cool, I think that's all my announcements.
Okay, what I'm wondering is, if you have kiddos that are willing to wrap presents, mm-hmm. What if you're gift wrapping disabled like me, and you need to wrap presents for your family, and you're not very good at that?
Then you need to go beg some of my kids. You need to go beg some Burke girls.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
They'll help you out, Pastor Gary.
Thank you.
No worries, Nan. They'll help him out.
You think I'm buying her something?
You better be.
Nothing like starting church in trouble, isn't it? Yeah. Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace. Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ come again in glory. Amen. Comfort, oh, comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'd like to welcome any children for a children's message. And we don't have any children in the sanctuary with us today. Well, we have children of God, but no little ones. But I bet you there are some that are watching. So, all of you get to be my children here. Answer questions. So, I'm excited to tell you a story, okay? So I'm going to tell you a story of the three little pigs. You ready? Okay. And he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. And the second little, what's wrong, Nan? Nan's shaking her head at me. What's wrong? Say what, Carol? Carol said I forgot something. Nan's shaking her head at me. Kathy's laughing at me. Yeah, I forgot something. Did I start in the beginning of the story? No, I didn't start at the beginning of the story. I was so excited to tell you about the big bad wolf, because that's my favorite part, that I started in the middle of the story. Yeah. So today, Pastor Gary is going to read us part of the Gospel of Mark. And I wonder if Mark was really, really excited about telling us about Jesus. Because Mark doesn't tell us about Jesus being born or Jesus growing up or anything like that. He starts with Jesus' cousin out in the desert saying, "Look, the Messiah is coming. Jesus is coming." It's almost like he's starting in the middle of the story, but he's not. That's the beginning of that story. And I wonder if he is so excited about Jesus being here, about celebrating the birthday of baby Jesus, and about waiting for Jesus to come again. So that's what we're thinking about this morning. And I'm so glad that all of you joined us online for this. And thank you, congregation here, for playing along with me as well. Let's pray together, can we? Dear God, we are so thankful for so many things that catch us off guard, that it's like starting in the middle of a story because we're so excited about Jesus, about the love that Jesus has for us and for everyone. And all God's children said, Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their consistency is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear, says to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" The baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. Be seated. The lists are everywhere. They may have been around for a long time, but I think they really got popular when Jeff Foxworthy started his "You Might Be a Redneck" jokes. You hear them all the time. If your father walked you to school because you were in the same grade, you might be a redneck. If your dog and your wallet are both on a chain, you might be a redneck. Well, nowadays we've got lists like that about being a lawyer or a doctor, or about being from the North or from the South or from Canada or from West Virginia, or just about any other way that we can categorize and divide people up. And as you might expect, it's not too hard to find lists of "You might be a Lutheran if..." You might be a Lutheran if you have an uncontrollable urge to sit in the back of every room. You might be a Lutheran if you serve Jell-O only in the proper liturgical color of the season. You might be a Lutheran if, instead of introducing yourself to a visitor at church, you check out their name on the friendship register. If you carry silverware to church in your pocket just in case there's a covered dish dinner, you might be a Lutheran. If it's 110 degrees outside and you still have coffee between the services, you might be Lutheran. If all your casserole dishes have your name on the bottom, you might be a Lutheran. You might be a Lutheran if you're watching Star Wars in the movie theater, and when they say, "May the Force be with you," you answer out loud, "And also with you." Or finally, and most especially, you just might be a Lutheran if you've ever heard yourself say, "We've never done it like that before." Well, that last one is most certainly true. Lutherans are well known for being, shall we say, resistant to change. Lutherans just don't like change. We're very comfortable with how things have always been, and that's just how we want things always to be. And that's what makes Advent so un-Lutheran-like. Oh, we celebrate and observe Advent, and it's an important church season for us. But when you think about it, it just seems so un-Lutheran. Advent is about change. Advent is about rousing ourselves out of our complacency, about stirring us from our Lutheran listlessness. Advent is about God doing a new thing, something that's never been done before. That's what John the Baptist came to announce. Mark begins his gospel by just jumping right in, almost as if he can't wait to get to the heart of the story. There's no narrative of Jesus' birth or childhood. Rather, without prelude, Mark just suddenly has John the Baptist show up in the wilderness. And his message is a message of change. Prepare the way of the Lord was his theme. There's one coming after me who is greater than me, he proclaimed. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John's message was that God was about to do something. And he was about to do something that had never been seen and never been done before. God was about to do something completely new, completely unheard of, completely amazing. God was sending a Savior. God was sending His Son. God was sending Jesus to become one of us, to become one with us, so that we might be one with God forever. It had never been done that way before. But listen to how Isaiah describes what God will do. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. You see, it's all about change. In this thing God is doing, the whole world gets turned on its ear. And things will never be the same again. God is coming in grace and love. Prepare the way, the Baptist shouts. Here is your God, Isaiah proclaims. Oh, people of God, wake from your lethargy. Stir from your stupor. Our God is doing something new here, now, in you, for you. Amen.
Please stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of hope, in this season of Advent, we are reminded of your covenant with your people. We are reminded that you sowed the seeds of hope all across the world. When all else seems like darkness, your hope is a beacon of light for the world. God, your hope is continuously offered to all, but sometimes it is difficult for us to fully realize the hope we have in you. Warm our hearts, inspire our spirits, guide us to fully live into your grace, mercy, and hope. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, your love overflows and pours out over all of creation. You yourself are the full embodiment of pure love. We are blessed beyond measure to live in your unconditional love for each and every one of us. We look at the brokenness of the world around us, and you speak love into our hearts. We see community that is divided by human constructions, and you whisper, love your neighbor. God, work in our lives so that we may choose love above all. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of joy, you delight in your creation. You delight in the humanity that you made in your image. Your coming into the world as a vulnerable baby brings the world joy unending. God, some of our hearts can't absorb the joy that the season brings. We grieve, we mourn, we suffer, we worry. God, great comforter, sit with us and with others in our sorrow. We have so many people to pray for. Please hear their names as we lift them to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, you are the source of all peace in the world. Your justice, mercy, and grace show us the way to live out the peace you desire for all people everywhere. It is a peace for the world and a peace for each one of us. God, when we feel overwhelmed by the news, by the pandemic, by division, by the climate crisis, by the hunger, poverty, and injustice in the world, calm our hearts. Calm our hearts so that we may work for your peace in all the world. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
With you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. He was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. Gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us, and we rejoice. In this bread and cup, you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to the world's needs for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Yeah, don't worry.